bucks. EMPShield.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
The views and opinions expressed on KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Fire from the cannons. When the smoke clears, we're still standing.
Just stand our ground.
Fire from the cannons.
All right, folks. Hey, guess what? I haven't been here in a couple of weeks, and this is welcome to the Pac-Man and the Rev show. And I am the Rev, and as all of you know, Pac-Man will not be on the show anymore. Truly a sad event, but and as most of you know, and has been announced many times, Pac-Man passed away 2 weeks ago. So it's been a hard couple of weeks for the Rev, but we're here. And you know what? We put our big boy pants on and we came here today. And I am joined today by my special guest host. And so he has a radio name of Repairman Jack. That's not a fictional character. He's sitting here right next to me. That just isn't really his name. In case you want to know his name, it's Eric. And Eric is one cool dude. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, bud. How are you?
Okay, we're good. Let's see. Say a few words and let him get the levels set on you. Just anything you want. It's okay. Don't freeze.
One, two.
All right.
One, two.
That's probably good enough.
Good.
That's good enough. Man, I had to park like, I know it doesn't sound like much, but for an old guy like me, I had to park like, probably half a mile away to a mile. It just seems that way because we got stuff going on in Johnstown. Wow, I almost said Severance. I don't know where that would have come from, but Johnstown, Colorado. And here's what's going on in town. It's crazy. The station is located at 2 South Parish, but to get here, I parked on Parrish Street, but I parked way south of here because today is Johnstown Barbecue Days. And I don't know how I don't research these things ahead of time. But and you're parked where, buddy?
I'm parked next to the railroad tracks in the mud.
We could shorten that Repairman Jack and call you RJ.
That works.
That's a great handle. RJ and the Rev. So what it basically is I called RJ and said, man, I got to do a show this Saturday, and I am not sure what to talk about at all. And and I can't sit there for an hour by myself. So that's why you're here, buddy. And and you're really here because I asked you to put together some items that we can talk about. But let me do a lead-in in this one. What do you think about this whole Trump found guilty thing? Was that what?
Ridiculous. He's still facing 54 more charges.
54 more charges. And there you go. 54 more. You got to speak, say, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Test.
All right. Okay. Even closer. There you go. Spit on. That's what they, that, you know what that's called? That's a spit shield. So if you talk really close to it, you don't destroy the microphone. So, but don't worry about it. Just talk real close. 54 charges, 54 additional charges.
Yep.
And so I guess I got it. I just, my gut thing on this is not that I was ever going to be a big New York City traveler. You know, after what Cuomo did with all the people that had, you know, put the people with COVID into the nursing homes to kill all the people in the nursing homes. And that's what it was about, because a lot of those people in the nursing homes are state supported. In other words, the state's paying for it. So, hey, you know, let's kill off a few thousand people and we won't have as big a deficit. It sounds to me like New York just really has some issues.
Save a few bucks.
Save a few bucks. All right. We're working on broadcasting. When I spoke at the funeral, and I just literally almost blew the people out, because I get up there and I use my big booming voice. And we still good back there, Rick? Everything thumbs up? All right. Okay. So, as you know, J.D. is down at the Health Fair Summit. And where's that at? That's on
the ranch,
right, the Budweiser Ranch. And I'm not sure what buildings it's in, because if you've ever been to the ranch, it's a big place. And I can't imagine they're in the main arena. They're probably in one of the satellite buildings that we used to use when we were doing gun shows and the like. So the Naturally Inspired Health Summit, and two of our good friends are there. Well, one of them's more than my good friend. She's my beautiful wife, Cheryl. And we know that there's been stress. And so she's taken a day off, and she met our other good friend there, Deb. And so we've heard two different numbers. We heard 7 o'clock for closing tonight, and then I heard again 8 o'clock. So it's 8. Okay, looks like it's 8, which means get down there, because J.D., the deplorable, he's the man who's single-handedly trying to drain the swamp, you know, and that's a task. I'm going to tell you, there was a joke about that years ago. It's hard to remember that your primary task was to drain the swamp when an alligator is hanging on your rear. You know, that used to be the anyway. Oh man. Feel free to jump in there, Repairman.
Well, I did something I would never normally do.
Oh, tell me. Tell me what it is.
I went on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
And I looked up clips of The View.
Oh, man. Okay.
I wanted to get the leftard response to the Trump verdict. Whoopi Goldberg said at... The guilty verdict is proof that the judicial system is still working. And then another one of the mush brains had to chime in. She said she has privileged inside information that they're going to send him to Rikers.
I understand that the Secret Service has already had intervention with the penal system in New York in the event he actually has to go to jail. That judge, let me tell you something, I have no problem. That judge was as crooked as an old walking stick. I never saw such a thing. And that, you know, it, and, okay, see, folks, in the modern-day judicial system, a judge is expected to recuse himself. Now, that's a fancy word for saying disqualify. He's supposed to disqualify himself if there's something in his history or his background that says he's not qualified. We're going to finish that thought. RJ and I, right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The KHNC live text line is open. Text questions or comments to 877-536-1360.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
All right, folks, we are back. And we got Rick, the magic man, in the control booth. And, you know, there's days when you get up and you know everything isn't going to be perfect. But the fact that Rick is here really sets my mind at ease. So we were talking about this kangaroo court. You know what a kangaroo court is, right? That's where it's basically, I don't know what the term, you know what? I should have looked that up before I use that term, but it's like in some ways, it's like an old West court where when the judge walked into the saloon to begin the court, they had to put all the liquor away during the trial. So trials were always speedy. Always speedy because, hey, I want to get a bartender. You know, well, we get no liquor during the trial. And then they pound the gavel down, trial's over. You can't believe how many of those trials ended in hangings because it was simple and clean. But when are they going to do sentencing on the Trump thing?
July 11th.
July 11th. So we're on the 1st of June. So, in other words, the judge, the tainted judge, the judge who has contributed tens of thousands of dollars over the years to Democrat candidates is going to do the sentencing, and they held it out till July. Well, guess what? The trial's over, so the gag order should not exist anymore. And I think, I don't know, Donald Trump is going to be on the campaign trail. Somebody said, and you can back this up if you heard the same thing, that his polling numbers actually went up since this trial began, and now they're saying with the guilty verdict, what's that say to you? What does that tell you? I think that people are sick of the BS.
I know his website crashed because there were so many people donating to his campaign.
How cool. That is super. Wow. I've gotten half a dozen texts in the last 2 days from Donald himself. I'm not kidding you, but they're generic, you know. It's like, because I used to be part of this group, Red something, Go Red or whatever, and you can imagine that probably the president, Mr. Biden, I'm trying to be respectful, is not on the Trump distribution list. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading.
No. Go ahead. Read it. What's up?
Let me pull it back up here. Hailstones the size of grapefruits in Lubbock, Texas.
Man. And you know, that's a very special condition. I talk about that in the survival class, what causes the creation of hail. But it's droplets of water that descend down the outsides of a storm, a thunderstorm, where it's really cold. And as they get to the bottom, they've frozen. And the updraft grabs them and sends them back up the very center. And hailstones that get bigger than an inch are really just a big ball of hailstones. So that, how many times did that have to go up and down that shaft to get that big? That, you know, that's when your house or your car gets hit by a hailstone the size of a grapefruit, it's kind of like the insurance companies have probably flown crews in their estimators to take care of the damage. And that was where? Just outside of Houston?
Lubbock.
Lubbock.
40 miles northwest. Pettit. Pettit, Texas.
You know, Texas is so big. And Cheryl and I have vacationed there many times. Well, not many times, but, you know, many times for an old guy, okay? So it takes forever. Like, we've been down off of where the ocean is. Am I spacey today? All right.
Deb says it's water nucleation from weather modification spraying. Just saying, okay? Thanks for bringing that up. I was in Commerce City on Wednesday, and there were more chemtrails than I've ever seen, I think. I mean, the sky was probably 80% white. Thursday night, you know what happened in Commerce City?
Right.
They got hammered.
Yeah, you know, I was not a big believer in the whole chemtrail conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy.
Uh-uh.
There is stuff going on. And I got a DVD at home, and I'll bring it in next show, and you can take it home with you and read it. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? Mm-hmm. And they have done analysis. They've flown through the chemtrails and collected samples of what they are. The analysis, they found things like, now get this, if you're a Muslim, they even found pork blood in the chemtrails. So, if you're a Muslim living in a community where there's a lot of chemtrails, you might want to move because you've been contaminated with pork blood. Okay, so think about this. So is Deb listening?
Apparently she is.
She's listening. All right. Well, we're struggling here, Deb. You want to call in? We'll put you on the air. Okay, so, back during World War II, you would see the bombers, and they were heading from England towards Germany, and those bombers had chemtrails, okay? And that's because the engines, the radial engines on those bombers burned regular petroleum fuel, okay? And but what caused the chemtrails was when they were really boogieing, when they were trying to get in and get out, they used a water alcohol injection system, and they injected water and alcohol directly into the cylinders. So fuel's coming in one of the injectors and water and alcohol in the other. And that created the visible, thick water vapor that you could see. Well, we probably don't have a lot of water injection jet airliners anymore. So what causes the chemtrails today? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me what's causing them. I'm a believer that, what is it they use? Silver iodide? Is that what they salt the clouds with to get rain and the like?
There's aluminum, barium. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
And that's all part of the those are really stable metals on the periodic chart, right? They don't react with a lot of things, but they use them as catalysts. I hadn't thought about that. So, like, all the really heavy stable metals, like platinum and gold, they use those as catalysts at the refineries to get the cracking plants to work. I don't know, folks. You are welcome to call. The number here is 877-536-1360. If you want to call in, if you got some input, we'll ask you just to keep it to the point, and of course, always, always keep it clean, because we're halfway through, Eric. Look at this. Yeah. We're almost. We've got another couple minutes, and we're halfway through. So sentencing is in July. So I wonder if officially if they've lifted the gag order, since now there's no jury left to influence, blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. It just tells me one thing. One, don't go to New York. Don't spend your money. And I know there's beautiful places in New York, right? Like the whole upstate area, upstate New York. Have you been to New York?
I have never been to New York.
Oh, man. Neither have I. See, I had to take Maine off my travel list a while back because Maine had that had passed a couple of laws that you could be charged and incarcerated without the benefit of trial. And, that would be, we need to do a show on that. What do you think? All the places that your civil liberties don't exist anymore. That would be a great, where don't they exist? Well, they don't exist anywhere that's what? Right? Left wing? Uber left? Man, okay. So, folks, I just want you to know I miss PAC a lot. And it's been 3 weeks since he passed, and I thought I'd get through it, but it's tough. I'm going to tell you, it's tough. And I don't want to equate losing a person to a pet, but for pet owners who have lost beloved pets who've been with you, it's just as bad.
Yeah, I lost my little dog 2 weeks ago. I miss her dearly. I miss her so much, man.
And that dog, she was a sweetie. Her name was Maya, right? Yeah, I remember. You brought her down to the ranch once. And
yep.
Anyway, hey, I bought, and I know now you bought, I hate to put this out there, guys, we bought some air rifles. Wow. When we come back, let's talk about these phenomenal guns because, you know, as a prepper, as a survival guy, I've always been about firearms are cool. I have no problem with firearms, but I had always kind of run away from the air gun category. There is absolute reason to own one of these. It's amazing. There's many kinds, right? Both CO2 cartridge ones. But what's different about these? These are Benjamins, right?
Crosman. What is it, the Crosman 327? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that the model? I give it a solid 8 out of 10 just because I hate the rear sights.
Yeah, they're not perfect. And, in fact, the 177 caliber comes with a scope. But the 22 doesn't. And so you'd have to buy a special kind of scope mount for it. They make them, though, they're like clamshells. They clamp to the barrel. And so why would you need an air rifle? Well, you know, you got to eat. And they're silent. Compared to even a 22 short makes a tremendous amount of noise, but an air rifle is basically that's it. That's what you hear is a spit. And I live in the city, you live in the city, but there's food in the city. And I'm monopolizing the conversation, repairman Jack. Anyway, I crossed paths with a bunny this morning, and he was pretty good sized. And guess what? We're going to break. All right. What that means, folks, we're halfway through this show. You're listening to KHNC 1360.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest.
JD is live from the health event. You're live, JD.
Hey, listeners, how you doing? JD back here with you live on AM 1360 from the Health Summit up here that's going on at the ranch, I guess they call it. And as Rev said earlier, it's in the building next to the big arena, what used to be the Budweiser Event Center. I'm not exactly sure what they call it now, but it's in the building right next to that. And we're getting ready to, I'm over here. We're over here at one of the booths speaking with Christina from Wisdom of the Earth, which is medicinal grade essential oils and such. And I'm going to let her tell you what all her company does. So here's Christina.
Hi there. Thanks so much for listening. This is Christina Turco, and I'm with Wisdom of the Earth Essential Oils. Our home base is in Sedona, Arizona, and our essential oils are extremely special because so many reasons, but most importantly, they're intrinsically connected to the earth. We work with farmers and distillers from around the world, local farmers that care for their plants, harvest with such love. Many of the products are biodynamically grown, and the distillers have been distilling the same plant for generation and after generation. So there's an extremely huge amount of love and caring for the plants and how they're harvested and distilled, and all the essences are shipped in large containers to home base in Sedona, which from there, they're distributed to teachers. I'm one of the teachers. I live in Boulder, Colorado. I do massage, incorporate these medicinal-grade essential oils in my massage practice, and also bring in sound healing with crystal bowls when people are interested in that as well, because it's all connected through frequency. My own business is called Hands of the Heart, again, located in Boulder, Colorado. I have an online shop where you can order. We have about 270 different single essential oils, one plant in every bottle. We don't blend, and we don't use carrier oils. So I work with them in my massage and healing practice, along with energy work. Everything's connected with love. Everything's connected to nature. My website is handsoftheheart.org. Again, that's handsoftheheart.org. I have an online shop, so any product could be shipped to you, or you could come in, receive a session with oodles and oodles of love from the plants, along with massage and energy, and I would love to work with you. Please give me a call and reach out. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Lots of love.
All right. Thank you, Christina. We appreciate the info. So, Rev.
Okay.
Are you there, Rev?
Yeah, I am. Okay, you just brought me back on.
Yeah,
yep.
I just wanted to say that this health summit, you know, I keep saying I was here last year. I think you were here too, you and your wife. But this thing is so much more packed and eventful this year, of course. But my goodness, the vendors and the speakers and the things that's going on here, and it is going to be open until 8 p.m. up here at the Crossroads Boulevard exit, which is north of the Loveland exit by one exit, I believe. And you go east about 3/4 mile, and it's over here in the ranch. So appreciate you letting us cut in and interrupt your show.
No, keep going. That was really interesting. She had a she called that a certain process, bio something. Maybe we can let you come back in a couple, you know, in fact, grab some of the customers there and let's do a few live interviews, because that's great radio. That's great
radio.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I'll come back, I'll cut back in around 51 minutes, Mark. And we'll get your last little segment real quick, okay?
Okay.
Tell Deborah to come on.
Does that work?
You bet. And my wife is there. And
yeah, I talked to her. I talked to her, Rev. Yeah, she's here.
Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes she gets mad at me. I think she puts on that I'm available button when she gets mad at me. So,
yeah, she's running around here with, I think it's Debbie.
Deborah.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Deborah, yeah. Yeah, running around here, you know, spending all your money, Rick.
Wait. Do they have bags already?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think your wife had a grocery cart.
Oh, man. She probably, and that's probably second trip. She's been out to the car already and unloaded and come back. Whatever.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Get to Johnstown. Tell people about that. On their way home, come through Johnstown and pick up some street tacos and barbecue. Wow. It's really...
I heard there was over 80,000 people there.
I can guess that, since I had to walk a half a mile, and I came in from the end of town where nobody comes from. So it's just... It's really cool. It's cool. There's so much going on in northern Colorado anymore. It's just, it's amazing, JD. I'm thrilled you're there. And, you know, we did, we had to move the Warriors open house. And you know what? I think maybe that was a good move because, with everything that's going on there, I mean, here right now in northern Colorado, and, you know, he's part of the northern Colorado scene. We want to make sure Warriors gets a good turnout. So sounds like in 2 weeks we're going to do a remote from there. Uh-huh. So we'll figure.
Well, we'll be promoting it. We'll be promoting it for you, of course, like we always do, that week leading up to it. And we'll let the listeners know for sure when that's going to be. But that was definitely a good move. Waiting a couple of weeks, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, we just, you know, I mean, my world was really busy, and Mike didn't want to cause problems with that. And more importantly, we want Mike to come in and cut a special promo just for the open house, which is far more effective than hearing an old crusty guy like me talk, you know. And his last open house, and of course, Pac-Man was with me at that time. It was a great open house. We had a couple people come in and sit down, and so we'll get that taken care of. That's no problem, guys.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go then, and I'll try to cut back in with somebody here just for a couple of minutes towards the top.
Anytime you want, because we're going to have maybe the two short segments towards the end. So, all right, buddy, have fun. How many people?
All right, folks.
How many people are there?
I don't hundreds. I mean, they're expecting. I think they had told me around 1,800 or something. I'm not positive, but it is definitely a lot more busy than it was last year.
That's cool. That's good. That means they're going to utilize our station for more advertising. Yay! You know, That's what it's about, guys. We and you know, for all you people out there that are listening, if you're thinking, if you're trying to figure out a way to get your business improved, to get your foot traffic up, even if it's online presence, I can tell you that we've got two or three advertisers that specifically would be willing to give testimony as to how many people are listening to this.
Rev, if you don't mind, let's see if we can just go ahead and talk to somebody real quick and then
do it.
And then I'll end it and I don't have to come back. But let me see what we can do here.
No,
I'm here in front of the Pumpkin Creek Ranch booth on the radio. Pumpkin Creek Ranch, and they sell beef and things that are on, you know, homegrown, home raised, and all that. Would one of you guys want to tell our listeners real quick what you do and how they can contact you? Would you want to do that?
Yeah.
What's your first name? Dean. I'm going to let Dean talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, D. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay, you're live on air, buddy. Are you nervous?
No, I'm just talking on the phone.
All right, man. Well, we got bunches of people in northern Colorado. So, tell us what you essentially merchandise. Tell us what you got.
So we raise cattle in Nebraska near Scotts Bluff. My brother and I run this business. My brother ships the beef out of Windsor, and they're processed just up the road from Windsor at Pierce, Colorado, at the Double J processing facility. These cattle are raised to an older age, generally 2 to 3 years of age, and we are finishing them on a diet that has no corn in it. They have no feed additives. There's no hormones. It's just finished on feed that we raise on our farm.
So would you classify that as a natural product or an organic product?
We do not have organic certification.
Okay, well,
we won't make that claim.
Yeah, okay, we won't make that claim. But, you know, grass-fed beef, and especially if you're finishing without corn, that probably means you're feeding a lot of alfalfa and the like.
So the majority of our finishing diet consists of barley, ground barley. We put a little bit of flax in it, and we have a silage made out of oats and peas, and then a little bit of alfalfa and dry hay.
So, with the exception of the hay, you could make beer out of that.
We've got happy cows.
That's right, man. And you know what? The reality is, in the cow's multiple stomachs, that stuff actually is fermenting. So,
that's right. And that's right, in their rumen.
And that's how you make happy cows, man. Stomach number two is the fermenter. So,
yep. If I may, please let us know how we can get in touch with you.
You can go on our website, pumpkincreekranchco.com. That's pumpkincreekranchco.com. All of our pricing and order and details are there.
Pumpkin Creek Ranch. I'm going to go there this afternoon when I'm off and take a look at what you got. And you said you ship out of Windsor.
Yes.
That's... I actually live in Severance, which Windsor-Severance is kind of a joint community. So and you know what? There's a facility across the road over on 85, and we won't mention what happened and who they are, but they got some bad press the other day. So you know, sometimes, guys, when you're in the beef industry, you'll get bad press just because the little green people running around, you know?
It comes with the territory.
It does. So Pumpkin Creek Ranch. Wow. You'll have to put together a case of steaks for the station, and we'll have a barbecue one day, and we will barbecue on air and tell everybody how incredible they are. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
One more time, your website.
Yeah. Pumpkin Creek Ranch Co., as in CO, Colorado. Pumpkin Creek Ranch Co.com.
Wow, yeah, and I'm looking at your website right now, and you've got you guys need to advertise with us because we could give you some serious mileage. We've got close to a couple million online listener website minutes right now per month, which is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
We're growing by leaps and bounds. But I just looked at, in fact, I'm getting hungry here. I looked at your ground beef and steak pictures online. It's a great website. All right. All right. JD, give that man a card, buddy. We're going to do some steak barbecues here. You watch.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
All right, Webb. That was great, man. And, you know, I'm sitting here in their booth. They've got samples of their hay, their finishing diets, their rhizo sheath, all the things that they feed. They literally got a tub here with this beautiful black soil with their perennial grazing mix that they grow and raise. I mean, these guys are... if you want some beef, buddy, this is it right here.
Yeah, well, and you know what that black soil is.
That's, well, yeah, it's...
It's composted it's cow. You betcha.
Yeah, it's the best soil. It's Midwestern soil, you know.
Very cool.
When I go back every year to our family farm, and that's one of the things that I really miss is when they plow up those fields, you can smell it everywhere, and it's that black soil, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a couple of steaks from these guys, and I can't wait to grill them up.
Yeah, you dog.
I know.
Ah, man. Okay.
And that's PumpkinCreekRanchCO.com. PumpkinCreekRanchCO.com.
Well, I'll tell you what. You put it together while you're there, and we'll have a steak barbecue during Swamp Fight and Pac-Man to the Rev. That'd give us a two-hour window.
And
we'll do that right outside. We'll broadcast from the parking lot with that cooker going with the steaks on it. I love it.
Yeah, we'll bring these guys on the shows, and we'll help them with their company, and we'll get some good eats all at the same time, huh?
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yep.
All right.
Love it. All right.
All right. Well, J.D. Plorable signing off here from the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. It's open till 8 p.m. tonight up here at the ranch off of I-25 in Loveland. Get on up here, folks, and I'll talk to you all later. We'll see you later, Rev.
Yeah, you're going to jump back in right at the top of the hour?
No, I think we're going to be good.
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll all take right. it from here. Take care.
All right.
God bless.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. Now I'm hungry. Man, just the thought of... Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so that was... Let me get that here. Pumpkin Creek Ranch. And you know what? Range-fed, as special diet. He was talking about oats and what was that?
Barley.
Barley. And, okay, that's where my mind goes. The first thing I thought of was beer. Because, and I don't even, whatever. Okay, yes, you know, you could twist my arm into a pale ale or something like that, but anyway, okay, so we got a show planned for the future, buddy. So we are in the middle of Johnstown barbecue days, okay, and that's going to go, I'm not sure how late that'll run. Probably till 4 or 5. So you got a couple hours to get down here. Like I said, street tacos. You can get all kinds of food. Man, there must be 30 or 40 food trucks out there. I know because they were blocking the streets. I couldn't even get to the station parking lot. So, What do you got planned for the next couple of months? What are you going to be doing besides sitting here on Saturday? Come on, tell us, brother.
Fishing? I don't know.
Repairman Jack. Oh, man. We're going to work on that name because I think it's Repairman Eric, but we'll work on it. Anyway, ER, emergency room. Oh, Jack. Never mind. Okay, we're going to have Eric named by the next show. And so, folks, this is a shameless plug for the radio station, okay? Our Northern Colorado reach is phenomenal. Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, Johnstown, all the way out into parts of Nebraska. And when our new transmitter arrives, and it's going to be here soon. I don't know the exact date it gets here, but that's going to boost us majorly. And so, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1360 KHNC. And, Eric, you don't look like a deer in the headlights anymore at all. All right. Be right back, folks.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning.
All right, folks. Guess what? Final segment. And this is the Rev. And I'm here with Repairman Jack. We're still working on his name. I think we're going to call him ER, or, you know, Eric the Repairman. But ER room, because he's my emergency fallback, dude. Yeah, it was so nice to be able to call you. And I got to share this, folks. The first time I had Eric on, Repairman Eric, it was like, okay. So Eric, what have you been doing lately?
Work.
Not much. But
plug your class.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. I am an instructor of the absolute, I know it's the world's greatest urban survival training. You know, when you say survival training, people think of, oh, God, I'm going to go out in the woods. I'm going to rub sticks together. I'm going to get rained on. The guy's going to teach me how to live off the land. You know what? That's great training, and I think you should get that training. But I don't teach you that. I teach you how to walk around your urban environment. You realize that the dollar is about to collapse. We're looking at that. We're looking at serious hard times. So you're going to end up in your home in a situation where you have to survive on your common sense, your knowledge, and what you can find around you. And, you know, so we're going to talk two key categories this time. We're going to talk about foraging for food in the urban environment. The primary concept, as far as I'm concerned, is if you're not prepared for a year. Yeah, I said a year, folks. If you're not ready to exist a year on your common sense and what you got stored up, you're not ready. But There's ways to do that without impacting your budget, and how to focus on, you know, I will teach you where the big food suppliers are at. That I'm not talking about your local grocery stores. I'm talking about where do you go to get a bag full of oats or a bag full of wheat, something that you can easily prepare to feed yourself with. And guess what? A grain grinder. You put your wheat kernels. They call them they don't call them kernels. I forget now. Okay, I've drawn a blank. But you put your wheat kernels in there and you grind them into whole wheat flour.
Wheat berries.
Wheat berries. Thank you. See? And he's along. I'm telling you, he's already arrived. You grind up your wheat berries, your whole wheat berries, add a little oil, add some salt and some water. Water first. Then a little oil, and then some salt. And what you've basically done is made a whole wheat tortilla, okay? Now, you can strip the hulls off your wheat berries, and you could do that with your hands if you want. But there's no need to. First of all, if you're in a urban survival scenario, grocery stores are closed. Okay, you're on day three without electricity, and doesn't sound like it's coming back. So how are you gonna cook? How are you gonna survive? How are you gonna make do? We're gonna cover that, okay? So we're gonna talk about the order of consumption in the next class. Write down this number, folks. 303-809-3343. One more time. 303-809-3343. I want you to know. Oh, man, it's over.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
1360 KHNC.